We're in the middle of the Maimer, and we're explaining that the greatest way to live as a Yid is not just living with your Etzem, but when your Etzem becomes who you are, in the way you think, in the way you speak, in the way you behave. So just to give a quick little mashal, although there's many, many ways to bring this out. Let's say we were talking about the relationship between a child and a father and a parent, which is intrinsic. It's atzmiistic, which means it's unconditional. They could not be treating each other like parent and child. They could not be behaving like child and parent. And still they are parent and child. And as we said, often the etzem specifically surfaces when there's nothing else but etzem. The child is not behaving like a child. There's misbehavior, there's disobedience, there's a lack of nachas ruach, and still there's a child-parent relationship. That's generally how it works. Obviously, the ultimate is when the etzem becomes the way the father and child, or mother and child, relate to each other, which means when they're playing together, that relationship that's atzmiistic is expressed in the playing. When they're having a conversation, when the parent is putting the child to bed, it's all with that parental and child relationship. It's felt in the details. That's the best, and that's what we're talking about, the Mesiras Nefesh, that expresses itself in the details of Yiddishkeit. We said in our Doir, the way that expresses itself, where does a person live with his Etzem? In Al Yevish Mipnei Amaligim, in not being affected by other people's opinions and sticking to what we value. And we said this is the beginning of all Dalet Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. It's the hardest thing for our generation not to be nispal, not to be affected, and therefore it calls for Mesiras Nefesh. And also, the way we do it is in a way of Mesiras Nefesh, which means I'm not even taking other people's opinions into calculation. When something is negeya to my etzem, it's irrelevant what other people think, because there's nothing I could even do about it. Because this is negeya to my etzem. This is me. I'm attached to this. This is more than attachment. This is me. I'm unified with it. How can I take another person's opinion into account? Let's go weiter so we're able to finish the Maimer. So we're in the middle of a sentence, sort of. We're holding in Siv Zayin, Ve'ad sha'atnua de Mesiras Nefesh, Mevi'a Eisek Amli De'e Sofa B'limadat Torah B'hidr B'kiyam HaMitzvahs. Because I'm living with my Etzem in the way I relate to Hashem in our relationship with it, which is Torah HaMitzvahs, I add in my Torah, and I'm Mahader, I make my mitzvahs beautiful, because this is me, this is I'm expressing my deepest self, so of course I'm going to do it in the most beautiful way. It's above any limits and any calculations, because that's where it's coming from. It's coming from the deepest level of self. It's obvious to anybody that looks on and that observes that the Torah mitzvahs are being done with that mode of Mesiras Nefesh. And definitely, if there's the Etzem, what comes along with that is a feeling of awe and a feeling of love. When the person learns Torah, they remember whose Torah it is. It's an expression of their relationship with Hashem. And the person is doing a mitzvah. They're not doing it mechanically. They're doing it with the absolute awareness and joy in the fact that they're being mekayim a mitzvah of Hashem. Asher kedishanu b'mitzvaisav v'tzivanu, that Hashem made us holy and then gave us His mitzvahs. K'muvur barucha b'drosh yam admor emtzai. Shabachal ha-mitzvahs tzichali yesek havana klal shishav b'chal ha-mitzvahs. Shemekayim esat tzivu shal malkash leilam. In all mitzvahs, there's this general kavana, there's this general idea that a person has to think about in all mitzvahs, that this is a mitzvah of Hashem. Which means that in general, all mitzvahs have their own purpose. However, there's something general about all mitzvahs, and that is that we are at that moment connecting with Hashem. Through Mesiras Nefesh, and especially when the Mesiras Nefesh permeates, affects, and enlightens our entire Yiddish life, then Hashem reciprocates, and He's also in that mode of being asleep, living in His Etzem, but again, that permeating the entire reality. So that level of godliness, which is above definition and above limitation, then affects the entire everything, the entire Seder Shtal Shalos, which is defined and limited, and as we said yesterday also in the Shir, that it affects time, Sheirish Hazman, Vehazman. It affects the root, the source of time, and time itself. This affects our reality. It affects the king of the physical reality. Even when we're living in Galus, where the law of the land is the law. And the tzaddik is only second to the king. In other words, there's a king that's dominating and ruling. Even then, we live in a way that the kings become our servants. Those that are in charge decide that those that were against Yiddishkeit and fighting Yiddishkeit should then help. Till darkness is transformed into light and bitterness into sweetness. Like the way it was in Mardukhev Esther, that reality changed because the Yidin changed. What happens is that the enemy himself becomes a servant. Haman starts walking and leading Mardukhai and announcing Mardukhai's honor and saying this is what's done to someone that the king wants to honor, which means both Hashem wants to honor and also literally the physical Goyish king. So also what happens to us is that LaYehudim Haisa Oira and Kein Tiyah Lanu, that there's light, and Oira, not Oir, is the Nekeva, the recipient of Oir, which is Teirah Shebal Peh, which receives from Teirah Shebiksav. And that gives light to the entire world. V'simcha Zeh Yomtev, V'sasen Zumi Lavi Yekar L'Tfilin, Tokshu Kala Teirah Kula L'Tfilin. So we have Simcha, which is Yomtif, and Sasan, which goes on Mila, and Yakar is Tfilin, and really the whole Torah is connected to Tfilin. V'yashleim, the Kailagam Tfilin, the Mariyama, the Ksibbohu, Mi, Kamcha Yisrael, Gayechad Ba'aretz, which includes, says the Rebbe, not only our Tfilin, but Hashem's Tfilin. And in Hashem's Tfilin, it says, who is like my people, Gayechad Ba'aretz? Hainu Shanikar, Begilei Amayla, the Yisrael, Nadad Hashanas HaMelech, which means that our glory, and our love to Hashem, and Hashem's respect for us, is recognizable. That's what it means, V'yakar Elu Tfilin. So from this Geula, which is a Geula, which we're, while we're living in Galus, while it's Balailahu, it's Nadada, again, what's above and should be dominating is recognizable. Yidden are respected. So we go from that Geula, but to the real Geula, we go to the final Geula. The final and perfect Geula. Shemalach mumnayach yaviu es bnei Yisrael, kasher yaviu bnei Yisrael, es hamincha b'klitar el eretz ha-kodesh. Goyim are going to help us. The kings, the powers, are going to help us bring what we need to bring. Eretz ha-kodesh, eretz asher goyim retamadeinu Hashem alekecha b'mereshit ha-shana v'adach reshona, the land which Hashem watches over from beginning to the end of the year. Sham gofi b'Yerushalayim, kiryas melech rav David malka meshicha. Sham gofi b'har ha-kodesh, were brought to the har ha-kodesh, to Yerushalayim, what happens is we go in this such a haste where we don't even realize what's going on. From Galus, we dance straight into Geula. So all Yidden in the entire land of Eretz Yisrael will be, and the Rebbe doesn't mention Shleimus HaTeiro, but I guess it's a given. Even the Archiv Avaya, Elikecha is Gvulcha Gam Eretz Keni Kenizi V'Kadmoni, all the lands that we didn't yet receive. V'Ein Mikro Yitzim Midei Pshutei. Means literally, and really literally is the base, and everything is based on the literally. The Rebbe says everything depends on the literal pshat, like in the pshat, means, as the Rebbe explains, it means that Hashem depends on us, nitzavalav. What this means literally is that the Geula is going to happen for all Yidden that ever lived. Neshames begufim, neshames in bodies. Aydei Mashiach tzidkenu, b'mehei rav yameinu mamish. So in very short, what that means is that when we're living in an oifen of nadadash nasa melech, which means our etzem permeates our entire life, in everything that we do, it's felt what we're most deeply connected to. So then Hashem's etzem is revealed also in reality, and not despite reality. Doesn't eradicate reality, but on the contrary, reality finally starts reflecting its own essence, which is Hashem, and the truth that Mikamcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz, the Yidden are finally recognized for who they are, and we dance, as the Rebbe says, out of Golos into Gula Mitzvah Shlema, may that happen, take of Miyad Mamash.